Hashem, we're going to speak about the pasuk b'chol b'nayich limudei Hashem v'rav shiloim b'noyich. Just to point out, some people make a mistake and they read v'rav shaloim b'noyich with a comment under the shin. It really should be a shva na under the shin, so it's v'rav shiloim b'noyich. And we've spoken about this pasuk in the past and spoken about the famous drasha from the Gemara, which is in your Siddur at the end of Enkel Akeinu. But today we're going to say over Pashup Shat on this Pasuk, Chol B'nayach Lamudei Hashem V'Rav Shaloim B'nayach, and a number of different Mahalchim in Pshat, all based on the Sefer Darish Tzion for Rabbi Tzion Mutzafi Shlita. So, let's begin. We know that the Haftarah, Ani Asayra Alay Nuchama, Kla Yisrael, is the poor, storming, tumulting, Kla Yisrael, Loi Nuchama, they refuse to be comforted. And even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Kla Yisrael says, no, Vatayimer Tzina, Zavani Hashem, Hashem Shechani, Hashem has forgotten me. We refuse to accept as Nuchama, so Ani Asayra, Loi Nuchama. They refuse to be comforted. Sayra, they're tumbling, Ani, and they feel very poor. Let's explain what this means as a Hakdama to the Pasuk, Chol B'nayach Lamudei Hashem V'Rav Shaloim B'nayach. Chazal say, Medrash Tehillim, Amli HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ketz Nasati Liyamini. There's an end to how long Yamin will suffer. As long as Kla Yisrael are Mishubadim, my Yamin, my right, is also Mishubad. But when Kla Yisrael go to Golis, my Yamin will also go to Golis. Like David says, Leman Yecholtzun Yidecha, Ashir Yemincha V'Aneni. Shem will save the right, and then Kla Yisrael is saved. So what exactly is this right hand that's in Golis that will come out? What does this mean? So let's explain. Rabbi Shaul Mishrabi, the Rishash, the Sfaradi Rishash, Temani Rishash, was the greatest of Mekubalim in Yerushalayim, speaks about the Golis of Torah, and he says that along with the Halacha, in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, where it says what is required to remember the Beis HaMikdash and take Tikkun Chatzos, along with that goes the Halacha of being Misabel on the Golis of Torah. What is Golis of Torah mean? It's a very, very deep concept. But just in a simple way, until the Chorim Beis HaMikdash, Torah was all over. Torah was the most important thing about Klal Yisrael. People listened to Chachamim. Torah was clear. Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebalpeh. But from the time of the Chorban, everything's gone downhill. And we could just even compare ourselves to one generation before, and we'll get a picture of how we are so distant from the previous generation, Kal v'chaymer, from the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Baruch Hashem, today there's thousands and tens of thousands of learning the Torah. But Esek HaTorah, Oimek HaTorah, Depth of Torah, Aves HaTorah, Siris Nefesh HaTorah, that gets weaker every generation. And if we just look at the generation before to now, we'll see that maybe there's more people learning today, more people in the Beis Medrash, but the actual quality of the Torah has gone down. He says that in his world, Rabbi Tzafi says in his world, that until a couple years ago, every Jewish child in the Sephardi world knew Tanakh, the entire Tanakh with Diktuk. Today it's hard to find a kosher Baal Kairi. I was there to hear many times from Rav Gift, anybody who lived in Mayit Kuf and tells knows, Rav Gift used to say very often that there are those who say that which was lost before the war, Torah-wise, was gotten back. There are those who say that. And he said they are fools because they never saw what we had before. They heard about how many people were learning. They said, oh, the learning has gone up nowadays. But the quality of Torah, the avos Torah, the dedication to Torah, that has gone down so much. And we've lost so much. The Rishash tells us more. In the words of Tikkun Chatzos, it says, Oili al Golas HaTorah. You have to be mechavin. Besides that the quality of Torah has gone down, you have to be also have in mind that there are many perushim of Rishonim and Svarim, literally, which are in the Vatican, which were taken away from us, which are in the hands of the Goyim. More than that, the Gemara in Chagiga tells us that until the times of the Zugois and Pirkei Avos, till Yosef and Yezer restrained of Yosef and Yerushalayim, etc., etc., Hillel Hashamai, everybody, until their Tkufa, there was no Machlekes by Klal Yisrael. Yes, the Machlekes and Al-Lashem Shemayim, Eilu Eldir Lekim Chaim, but the clarity of Torah has gone down since the tkufa of towards the end of Bayis Sheni. Chazal tells us when Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, 300 halachas were forgotten, 700 new sveikas came up, so Sneel ben Knaz had to bring them back. What does that mean to say? Torah in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu was such a high level, it was so clear, aspaklaya, meira, straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was no questions, no machlaikas. Vaidabra Shah, Moshe Levi, everybody knew what it meant. When we learned the parsha with Sittis, Moshe taught the parsha with Sittis in Chumash, he taught it with every prat, every detail, every halacha, every single aspect of Sittis was taught. By the time of the Chorban, from that period on, we learned the parsha of Sittis, there's machlaikas in, what does this mean, it's not clear, and Torah has gone down. This is all part of Chevle Mashiach. The Gemara says in Ksuvis, Darshim and David Ba, Kategoria B'Tamidei Chachamim. What does this mean? Kategoria B'Tamidei Chachamim. That means there'll be great machlekes between Chachamim. There will be groups in Klal Yisrael that are fighting with each other and say, I only belong to this Rav and not to that Rav. In time of Chevle Mashiach, there'll be Yidden appointing saying, your Rav is not a real Rav, my Rav is a real Rav. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Vatiya Emes Nederes. Gemara says, Emes will be lost, will be neder, will be missing. Why? Says the Gemara, Meramit Shanasas Adarim Adarim V'alachasla. There's going to be groups and groups and groups. Everybody's going to think that their group is the correct one. This is Galus Atayra. This is such a difficult, terrible Galus. This is an inner, real Galus. When everybody is fighting, everybody has his Shita, and he's against and he passels the second Shita. So, let's get back to the Atayra. Chazal saw what was going to be. And they said, Ani Asayir Aleinu Chama. Klal Yisrael is feeling very poor. Why poor? They're feeling like Torah is lacking. Torah is not the way it's supposed to be. V'taymer tzin azvani Hashem v'Hashem shechechani. Hashem has forgotten us. Torah is not clear by us. We don't even know what Dvar Hashem. We don't know what Hashem wants anymore. Our kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was lost. And what's Yamin? He said we want Hashem to bring us back and help us with Yaminoi, Mizraya Uzzah. What's Yaminoi? Yaminoi is Torah. Like it says, Yamin Hashem, Ameimi, Yamin Hashem, Yisachoyel is Torah. When Hashem will redeem Klal Yisrael, then the Torah will become one Torah again. And there won't be Machlaikas and Shitas. Everyone will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu together. The Chidah says when you come to Beis HaKnesses, to Davin, and you ask Hashem to help you from being poor, before you ask for money, you should ask for poorness of Torah, of Das. Because that is the biggest problem of being poor more than anything. The Navi begins to comfort us and he says, Aniya Saira Lainu Chama. She feels poor, poor in Tyra. How could I comfort her? So Hashem says, Hini Anoichi Marbitz Papuch Avanaich. I will inlay your floor with Evan Puch, with a very fancy stone called Puch. But what are we dashing? We dashing like this. Anoichi is a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Anoichi Hashem Lekecha. Marbitz Harbatas Tyra. More Tamidim, more Torah, more real quality Torah. But Puch Avanaich, Puch is, like you said, is high level stones referring to Tamil Chachamim. And Avanaich refers to our children who are learning the Aleph Beis of Torah. The Sefer Yetzirah says that the Aleph Beis is called Avanim. And actually, the only thing in Torah there's no machlekes about today is which letters, which everyone agrees still that an Aleph is Aleph. Maybe there's even a bit of machlekes how to pronounce it. But everyone agrees in Alpha is an Alpha and Beis and Beis. The little kids are the only ones who are learning Torah without any machlokes at all. Rabbi goes on and says, V'satich b'sapir, I will give you a base of sapphire stone. Sapphire was in the Choshen, second row, second stone. It was Keneged Shevet Yisachar, Shevet of Torah. Rabbeinu Bechai brings in Pashas Tzaveh. The person has a son who himself is having a hard time learning Torah. He should hang an Evan sapphire around his neck. On a string, and it's a skula, he'll start having brach and liman atayra. Because this was the stone of Yisachar, who were those that were loim yitayra b'nei Yisachar, yoy divina li'itim l'as ma'ayasi Yisrael. So l'asad lavoy, v'satich b'sapir, because brach will make that our homes, literally we built out of sapphire. If our homes are built out of sapphire, everyone's going to be going up in avonis atayra. And now let's get to our main feature, the pasuk, v'chol b'nayach l'mudi Hashem, v'rav shaloim b'nayach. So like we said, we're going to go through a couple of different levels on it. First, we know Rabbi Akiva when he was in Am Aretz. He says, you know, says in Pesachim Daf Mem Tes, I used to say, "Give me a Talmud Chacham, I want to bite him like a chamar." Tamidim said, "Rabbi, say like a dog." He said, "No. Dogs don't always break the bone, but chamarim always break bones. A kalev is called kalev kaskula lev, So Medrash says. So he has rules. Even if he feels like he needs to attack something, he's not going to attack by chomping it down to the bone. He's very loyal. He has a job. He has a set of, he has a code. A chamar has no code. He wants to bite, he just destroys. He says, as Rosh Hashiva Rabbi Ezra Atiyah gave an example of this. He said, where he lived in Tsar, in Lebanon, so he says that back where he lived, there was a place where we had to walk, travel from city to city, where there was a tremendous abyss, like at the edge of a cliff. And people would put on top of the chamar big piles, all the suitcases, that would travel from place to place, and would get to the edge, to the edge of the abyss. Chas Hashem would be very scary. So you would always hit the chamarim, that they should move off from the edge and go further in, where it would be safer. But the chamar would keep going back to the abyss and almost falling in. It says the chamar has no sense. There's no brains. He just does whatever he wants. There's no hope for a chamar. A chamar acts like a chamar. He just insists on staying who he is. So he doesn't even have rules. He'll just bite until the end. We know that Yishmael is compared to a chamar. Shru lechem poyim a chamar. Yishmael bites to the bone. He does not know when to stop. He constantly is hurting us. The Rambam writes in Igeres Taimon, says the Rambam. You should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us into the worst of all the umos. And they have plans always just to hurt and do things against us. V'ayuvenu plilim. Says the Lashon, the Rambam, there's nobody that is more hateful to us than Yishmael. There's nobody that's done so much bad to us like Yishmael. Even David says in Tehillim, Oyeli, woe to me, Higarti Meshech, Shachanti im Alei Ked, referring to Yishmael. So he says, Oyeli, more than any other nation. Ani Yishalim, Chiyadah Behemel HaMelchama, all they want is Melchama all the times. The chamar, you can't make a deal, you can't work things out. He's just going to always stay a chamar. On the other hand, Rabbi Akiva, who had such sinna like the chamar, when he came back and he became a ben Torah, he had the milus of a chamar. Right? Yisachar chamar garim. And the Arizal says that the Gilgal of Yisachar ben Yaakovino actually went into Rabbi Akiva, and that's how he became so great. So he was able to be soivel all of Torah. So this is what the first pshat that we're saying. V'chol b'nayach l'mudi Hashem. Today, the Amaratzim hate the Talmidei Chachamim. They know the truth is by us. They know that the real joy is by us. They're jealous of our Torah. They want to just bite us like a chamar. But in the future, when he be zaychet, everyone's going to become Talmidei Chachamim. And v'chol b'nayach l'mudi Hashem, all of Hashem's sons will be learning Torah. So at that point, Rav Shalom Benoyach, there won't be that hate anymore. There'll be no hate from Shmuel Chachamim. So Pashup Shat, there'll be a lot of Torah by all of Klal Yisrael, and there'll be no hating anymore. No reason everyone's going to be loving each other, because there's no sin anymore. Next Shat. Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, Shloisha Sainim Zeze, Tana Rabbanim, three groups hate each other very much. Elohim, Haklavim, dogs, Hatarnagoyim, chickens, Vachabarim, and witches. Yes, people that do witchcraft. Dogs hate each other. They bark at each other. Two dogs pass each other in the street. They'll bark at each other. Taragailim, you put a few chickens in a little hoop. They peck each other till the death. Chavarim, witches. They need to make money off everyone else's tsaris. And if someone comes and tries to compete with them, then they're in big trouble. The Braisa adds and says, V'yesh oimrim tamidei chachamim shebebavel. So Rashi explains why are they hating each other like dogs, chickens, and witches? Says Rashi, because of the anias, the great level of poverty, which is in Bavel. It's so poor, people are so jealous of each other, they're jealous that someone has a little more food on their plate, and they can't be Isaac and Tyre and serve Hashem the way they're supposed to. Says the Navi, in the future, the tsaris of anias, literally, poverty will go away, no more jealousy, no more competition. Chol b'nayach l'mudi Hashem, Talmidei Chachamim, are going to be able to sit comfortably without being jealous anymore. Rav Shalom b'nayach, they'll be living a shalom with each other. Like the Navi speaks in the Haftarah, all the different fancy stones, Sanech HaKoy Shib Shisayev, Sharach L'Avni Ekdach, Chol Gvulat L'Avni Chavis, everybody will be rich, so there will not be any war anymore amongst Talmidei Chachamim, they'll get along with each other. Next pshat. Very famous, the Gemara says in Kedushin, es oivim bashar. So the Gemara says, even Av and his son, Rav and his Talmud, Isaac and Tyra, beginning they're fighting with each other, they're oivim, they're enemies with each other. But the end is vehei besufa, they love each other. Beginning, when they begin to learn, they're arguing very, very, very much about the pshat and the Gemara, about the pshat and Taisvis, screaming at each other. But at the end, they become once comfortable with each other. We know when Reb Lezer was arguing with Chachamim, famous Gemara with Tana Shel Achnoi, he mamish had the whole building almost fall down on top of them. But at the end, they get to a point of love. V'chol b'nayach l'mudi Hashem, when people are learning Torah the way they're supposed to, at the end, the Rav Shalem b'nayach, they come to a level of loving each other afterwards. Next Mahalach. We know there's machlokes, Rosh Shimon Yechai and Rabbi Yishmael, if we're supposed to be going to work, doing gestaltless besides our learning, or only learning the whole day. And the Nefesh Chaim writes, and he brings also from Menorah Samar writes, there's no real machlokes. Machlokes is what people are capable of doing. There are individuals who are capable of learning Torah all day. But most people, they're busy with gestaltless, they're not at a level to learn all day. It's hard for them to really, really be honest about that. And therefore, they need to be like Rabbi Yishmael. And that's why the Gemara says, Abaye said, Harbe Asu Kedivir Rav Shimon Yechai. But also, we are the many try to do like Rav Shimon Yechai. They couldn't succeed. It's not for the many. But, like Rabbi Yishmael, the also be Adam. So, most people need to live like Rabbi Yishmael. You can't tell people, believe. People, you need to do ishtalis. That's how they're not on the level of believing. That's how it is nowadays, but in the future, Chol b'nayach l'mudi Hashem, everyone's going to be learning Yeshiva HaKadoshah, everyone will learn Yom HaLayla, without any hefsek. What about Parnasa? Who's going to make sure that we're secure? Who's going to take care of the security of the homeland? Don't worry. Rav Shalom b'nayach. Nothing will be missing. There'll be Parnasa, there'll be Kalkala, there'll be security, Hakol, Bakol, Mikol, Kol, everything will be perfect. So that is the next Mahalach we're saying in this Pasuk. A little more. We know that there is two types of jealousy. There's good jealousy and bad jealousy. Bad jealousy is you want someone else to be suffering like you are. But good jealousy is kines soifrim tar v'chachma, like the Gemara says in Baba Basra. Someone sees someone's greater than him in Tyra, or in Chachma, or in Yerushalayim, and he wants to grow up to his level. He says, wow, I want more and more. I wish I could be like that. That's good. Like it says in the Torah, v'tekane rachel b'chaisa, and Rashi says, that she was jealous of the Maisim Toivim of Leah. So having good kinah is a wonderful thing. It helps someone grow up. However, Malachim don't have kinah. Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Berurim, Kulam Kedoshim. Why do they love each other? Why Kulam Ahuvim? Because Kulam Kedoshim. There's nobody greater than each other. They're all the same. They're all serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu equally. Says the Navi, that the concept of jealousy, even the positive jealousy, Kavu Chaim is the negative jealousy, but even the positive jealousy in the future, will not be existent anymore. Everyone's going to be Chol b'nayach l'mudi Hashem. Everyone will be the same. And Melo, Rav Shalom b'nayach, Rav Shalom is coming to Yimareve, even the good kinna won't be around anymore. There won't be any types of kinna whatsoever. One last pshat, Chol b'nayach l'mudi Hashem, Rav Shalom b'nayach. Rishami says that on Yom Kippur, we know that whenever the Kohen Gadol would say the Shem of Farish, everybody would say back, Baruch Hashem k'vayim ha'chasai olam ve'ed. And we know that Shem of Feirish is a very powerful thing. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to kill the Mitzvah with the Shem of Feirish. There's a lot of power there. You can build worlds, destroy, bring life to people. So Yerushalmi says that, and he brings also Kehelis Rabbah, that whenever it would be Moshe Yom Kippur and everybody would walk out of the Beis HaMikdash, they would forget the Shem of Feirish. They would forget it. Because if they would know it, they could do terrible things with it. You learn this from a pasuk in Kehelis. Gamis ha'olam nasan b'libam. They dash in gamis ha'olam, which without a vav, is he'olam. Because Baruch Hu made that it be ne'olam from him, from their hearts. Like you know the famous Gemara says in Psachim, Zeshmi la'olam le'olam, you're not allowed to say it. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would only keep it by certain big tzaddikim, would be passed on from by word of mouth. It was a secret that was given over. The Medrash gives a mashal. There was a king, made a suda, invited a bunch of guests. When they finished eating, so they said, give us some swords and spears, we could play with each other. We could have a fun time with some swords and some dueling. Sword dueling. He gave them hadasim. And they started whacking each other with hadasim till they were bleeding. And he says, Baruch Hashem, I didn't give you haravis and remachim, swords and spears. Who knows what you would have done? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says that I didn't give you the shame of Farish. You don't know the shame of Farish, and you still hurt each other. You still kill each other. Kal v'chaymer, if I'll give the shame of Farish, how dangerous it would be. Medrash says there was a big tzaddik in Lizanti Pairi. He was a doctor who knew the shame of Farish. Mamash, a big tzaddik. When it came time for him to pass away, he said, give me somebody who's ready that I could give him over the shame of Farish before I pass away. I want to give over the secret. So he brought him a big tzaddik named Rabbi Pinchas Bar Chama. And he says to Rabbi Pinchas Bar Chama, have you ever received anything from another Jew? Have Jews helped you out? Other Jews? He said, yeah, I received Meiser. He said, forget about it. I'm not giving it to you. He said, maybe one time you're going to want something from someone. He won't give it to you. You're going to get angry at him with the shame of Farish. You're going to kill him. This was a tzaddik raife who was giving over to a tzaddik raife, Pinchas Ben Chama. He says, no, maybe something will cause you to get upset and you're going to use it the wrong way. And he wouldn't give it over. And listen to this big fiddish. Halach is, it says in the Torah, Pashas Emor, Kohen Gadol was allowed to marry, is not allowed to marry a Grusha or a Almana. So the Das Gain and Bali Taisis asked Akasha, right, the Taisis, that I understand he can't marry a Grusha, it's not Mechobid, she was, you know, evicted from someone else, but an Almana, her poor husband passed away, maybe she was married to a Tzaddik, what's wrong with the Kohen Gadol marrying her? Says that Das Gainim, the Kohen Gadol knew the shame of a Farish, and people might come to say that he killed this woman's previous husband because he wanted to marry her. Amazing, no? It says in Yeshaya, Hashem Elokeinu ba'alunu adonim zulasecha levad b'cha naske shemecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're being swallowed up by the umais. And really, b'cha naske shemecha, we could just mention the shame of Farish and kill them all, kill the goyim. We know that in the Slichas, we say in Yom Kippurim and Musaf, it says Rabbi Shmuel mentioned the shame of a Farish, went to Shemayim, and he found out it was a Gzeirah and a Shemayim, otherwise, and he accepted it, that the Sarah Ruginach should be killed. Otherwise, what would he have done? He would have killed them all with the shame of a Farish. But it was a Gzeirah, so he didn't do that. So, if the shame of a Farish will be known, it will be very dangerous. We kill each other enough as it is, with knives, with guns, with cars. People drive like Vildum Chayes, they're Reitzchim. We would have the shame of Farish would be terrible. But Asad Lavoi, V'chol B'nayach L'mudi Hashem, everyone will, L'mudi Hashem will know the shame of Farish. There won't be any danger in knowing anymore. Why? V'rav Shalom B'nayach, there won't be sinah, there won't be kinah, there won't be competitions, there won't be fights, there won't be wars, and there won't be any problem using the shame of Farish. So we send many, many b'shatim on V'chol B'nayach L'mudi Hashem, V'rav Shalom B'nayach, we explain, let's just summarize that as a background, the aeneas of Tyra, how much Tyra has dropped, how much lack of clarity of Tyra there is, summarizing very, very briefly. And the Navi speaks about how there's going to be sapphire and beautiful stones, which will enhance us and help us go back to learning Tyra. And in the future, we're going to have a Rav Shalom B'nayach, Chol B'nayach L'mudi Hashem, meaning a Tyra without any jealousy, even the good jealousy. The Tamid the Raman will be beloved by the Amaratz, because there won't be any Amaratz anymore. Nobody will be hating each other anymore. It won't be like that Kufa when they used to hate us, like most of the time. There won't be a need for a Stalus anymore. There won't be the people who begin learning with Machlaikis always end up with Shalom if they're learning Tyre the way they're supposed to. There won't be fights between Tamid Chacham anymore, and the shame of Farish, even at the highest level of Tyre, which you know the Ramban says that the Tyre is all shameless for Kadosh Baruch Hu, will be known to us. We should be zeichet to this Meher v'Yameinu, Kol Tov, Good Shabbos.